Okay, so let's make a start. We're in the middle of Tosfos. Mamish in the middle of Tosfos. We would like to finish it now. Good morning, Reb Nachum. Good morning, Reb Yosef. Good morning to everybody. Reb Nachum, how's everything? How's your house doing? I can see the lines on the ceiling.
Baruch Hashem, that's good. Hopefully, yeah, just enough. Our kitchen is in Ashdod at the port, so Mitzvah Hashem, in the next week or two, we should be done.
Your kitchen is in Ashdod. Okay, so it's a bit of a schlep to go for supper every day. Is what you do?
Yes.
Yes. I guess that's what you call eating out.
Okay, it should be built. Right.
Amen.
Back to our subject. You're very welcome to be muted, Reb Nachum, unless there's like major bombings going on there or loud noises in the house.
There are loud noises, so I'm
sure. There are loud noises. We saw in Tosfos, Tosfos asked the number of kashas on Rashi. Rashi was of the opinion that Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the main Kriya Shema, is Kriya Shema Shel Amito. Why? Because you cannot be Yetzer Kriya Shema with what you say in Shul, because that is still daytime. Tosfos asked the number of kashas. How can that be? If the real main Kriya Shema was Alamito, you should have said brachas. You should have said three parashiyos. A Talmud Chacham can't be potter, etc., etc. So Tosfos says it must be the real Kriya Shema is actually the Kriya Shema in Shul. And with that, all the kashas are answered. If the real Kriya Shema is in Shul, then we understand very well. That's why when it comes to the night, you don't need to say the brachas, Alamito. And that's why you only need to say one parasha, and that's why Talmud Chacham is potter, etc., etc. However, the big balagan is, of course, very nice. But why indeed are you yetzei with Kriya Shema that you said in Shul Miboid Yoim? So we left off yesterday discussing the famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbono. Can you daven Mariv after Plag HaMincha or not? And the final maskon and the Gemara says you could do whatever you like, because there is no psak, quite rare, but not unheard of. But there's a machlekas between the two Tanoim, and the Gemara says that there is no final psak. So therefore, you could choose whatever you want. If you want to have a marriv after plug, then you may do so. The only thing that you cannot do is you cannot do a tarata de sasri. You cannot contradict yourself. That you cannot do. In other words, you cannot daven Mariv after plug, but then also daven Mincha after plug. That doesn't make sense. So if you remember, on the day that goes from 6 to 6, plug and Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, which is at 4:45. If you want to daven Mincha at 5 o'clock after the plug, that's fine. But you can't then go and daven Mariv at 5:30. Because if you're davening Mincha at 4:45 at 5 o'clock, then you're clearly going with the Rabbonon that Laila is only at Seisak Echavim. So how can you daven Mincha then? How can you daven Mariv then? So you have to choose. You can't have a steer. So now look at Tosfos. The first word on the line was Hakneses. Hakneses Ika. V'im toimar heich onu koirin kolkach b'void yoim. How can we recite Kriya Shema in Shul Miboid Yoim? Rashi says you're not Yotzei. I've just proved that you are Yotzei, but how indeed is that true? It's still daytime. And this is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Says Tosfos, V'yesh Loima. What we could suggest is the Kaimalon K'Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. We're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Om of the Perek, Tfilas Hashachar, the Zman, Tfilas Mincha. When is the Zman of Mincha? It's only Ad Plag HaMincha, right? That's 4:45 or 10 and 3/4 hours. Vahainu, when is that? Echod Osor Shois Pochois Revia. That's 11 hours minus a quarter, 10 and 3/4 hours into the day, which we call 4:45. So if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then things look pretty good. Because yes, you can daven mincha only up to plaga mincha, says Tosfos, umiyad, and immediately kesheyichle zman mincha, when the zman mincha concludes, maschil zman arvis. So now, if we would stop here, then everything would be fine and dandy. So all the kashas are answered. Wonderful. We're in great shape. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We can only daven mincha till plaga mincha till 4:45. After that, we consider it lailo. You can daven ma'ariv, even though technically it's daytime. It's still broad daylight outside. But at 5 o'clock in the evening, you may daven ma'ariv and say kriya shema. So if that's the case, then everything is answered. The main kriya shema is in fact the one you daven in shul. The big question was, how can you possibly be yotze with that, but it's still daytime? The answer is, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that after plaga mincha, halachically, it's considered laila. So if that would be the end of Tosfos, it would be wonderful. But the problem is, we're not out of the woods yet. Why not? Says Tosfos, im toima. I've got a new question. Heich onu mispalalin tfilas mincha somuch lechasheicho va'afilu la'achar plaga mincha. Oh, we've got a big problem. How is it that we seem, says Tosfos, to daven mincha close to darkness, even after plaga mincha? You just now told me that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that after plaga mincha, it's considered halachically to be night, and you can daven ma'ariv. So how come people are still davening mincha after 4:45 p.m.? So what is Tosfos' answer? Yesh loima. Well, you could suggest that maybe the opposite is true. To kamelon karabonon. Maybe in fact we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like karabonon. The Omri zman tefilas mincha. They say that you can daven mincha not just till plag, but ado erev, all the way till the night. Va'omrinon lekamon, and the Gemara says later in Daf Chav Zayin, hashta deloy itmar. Because now it has not been stated hilchasa. There is no clear psak halacha, loy kemar, veloy kemar, neither like one of the masters or the other. The ovad kemar, if you want to do like this master, ovad, you can do so. Uda ovad kemar, if you want to do like the other opinion, ovad, you can do so. So therefore, says Tosfos, I see no problem. Those who daven mariv after plaga mincha are going with Rabbi Yehuda. Those who have mincha after plaga mincha are going with Rabbana. How can that be? What is the halacha? And the answer is there is no halacha. You can choose. Now, why is that, of course, highly problematic? Because as we said before, I don't mind if you pick and choose, but you cannot be self-contradictory. Says Tosfos, mikol mokoim kasha, but it's still difficult. The Hava Katrei Kuli. It's like taking on two leniencies, the Sosron Ahadadi, that contradict each other. I don't mind if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. I also don't mind if you paskin like Rabbanon. But I do mind if you contradict yourself. What does that mean, you're contradicting yourself? Says Tosfos, I'll explain to you why it's a stira. Shaharei me'ezetam. For what reason onu mispaladin arvis miyad lakach plaga mincha? What reason, what license do you have to daven ma'ariv straight after plag? Mishum de kaimelon, because you want to hold the shas amincha kolo, that the zman amincha has terminated, kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, umiyad havazman arvis, and immediately it's time for ma'ariv. But that can't be, because if you really hold that you can daven ma'ariv after 4:45 because you're going with Rabbi Yehuda, So how come some people are davening mincha then? Or bizman hatfila atzma loy came along Rabbi Yehuda eloke rabbanon. At that very time of Maariv, you're telling me that actually people daven mincha. So what's going on? Are we passing Rabbi Yehuda or rabbanon? I don't mind. You could choose one or the other, but you cannot have in one shul a minyan for mincha at 5 o'clock and Maariv at 5:15. That doesn't make sense. If you're davening mincha at 5 o'clock, then you clearly maintain like rabbanon. So how can you possibly daven Maariv at 5:15? You've got to wait till 6 o'clock. Or the other way around. If you're davening Maariv at 5:15, not yet nightfall, then you're clearly going with the rabbanon. So how can you daven mincha at 5 o'clock? You've got to daven mincha before 4:45. Welcome back, Reb Nachum. You with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
You got to get your kitchen back in. Yeah, so we're a bit stuck. Now, the end of this Tosfos is problematic, highly problematic. Let's just sum up, where are we up to at the moment? We're trying to work out, the general minhag seems to be, as described by both Rashi and Tosfos, on that point they all agree, the general minhag seems to be that people are davening Maariv early, and if they're davening Maariv early, they're saying Kriya Shema early. So the big question is, are they yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in shul or not? Rashi says, no, they are not. The main Kriya Shema is al hamita. Tosfos says, yes, they are. The main Kriya Shema is in shul. And he brought several proofs for that. Question is, how indeed can you daven Maariv whilst it's still daytime? The answer must be because we're going with Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to daven Maariv even though if it's broad daylight outside as long as it's after the plug. Problem is that people contradict themselves. You have a minyan for mincha and for Maariv between 4:45 and 6 o'clock. That is an inherent contradiction. If everybody would be makpid, or if in this shul there would be makpid, there is no mincha after 4:45, then everything would be great. So we're going with Rabbi Yehuda, that is our prerogative, because you're allowed to pick that opinion. So you can daven mincha until 4:45 only, and then at 4:46 you can daven Maariv. So then everything will be answered. Yes, it's broad daylight outside, the sun is shining brightly, but that's considered Laila. And if you eat a Kriya Shema, I've got no problem with that, says Tosfos. But what I do have a problem is that people are davening mincha then as well. Now, let's try reading these lines of Tosfos, although I must be honest, I struggled with this very much. Al kein oimer ri. Therefore, says the ri. Until now, we had the opinion of Rashi and then Rabbeinu Tam. And now we have the opinion of the Re. What does the Re say? Okay, Neymari. The Vadai Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikka. I agree with Rabbi Mutam that the main Kriya Shema is the one in Shul, not the one in bed. And if the main Kriya Shema is the one in Shul, once again, all of our kashas are answered. That's why when it comes to Kriya Shema Lamita, there's no brachas, and you're only saying one parasha, and it's only because of Mazikin, and Talmidei Chachamim Apturim. The answer is because the main Kriya Shema is in the shul. What was the problem, however? If the main Kriya Shema is in shul, can somebody please explain to us, how can you be Yotze Kriya Shema whilst it's still daytime? Okay, Neymari, the Vadai Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikka. The main Kriya Shema is the one you recite in Shul, V'onu Shemispalalim Arvis Meboid Yoim. And those of us who are davening Maariv whilst it's still daytime, Svir alone, we clearly hold Kahani Tanoi de Gemari. The Gemara. Like those Tanoi made mention in the Gemara, the Omri that they say, Misha'o Shekideish Hayoim, Vagam mis sha'o shabnei adam nichnasim lahasev. Dahainu sudas eres shabbos. Vehi oisa mib oid yoim umi oisa sha'o havazman tfila. So he says, I clearly have opinions in the Gemara. Forget mentioning that Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanon. I've got Tanoim who clearly davened Maariv early. You can make early Shabbos, so you can make early Wednesday as well. At the time, Shabbani Odom Nichnosim Lahosev, Hosev from the word Haseva, at the time when people have their meal, which might not necessarily be after it becomes dark, we can still consider that day. And that's the time. We can still consider that Lilo, and you can have a Maariv then. The Gam Raya, and I bring you a proof, the Rav, because the holy Amira Rav have a Matzli, he used to daven Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. He used to daven Maariv, even though it was still Erev Shabbos, it was still daylight outside. O mistoma gam hoyo koire kriya shema. The Gemara said they used to daven Maariv then, and probably he said kriya shema as well. We were never told otherwise. The Gemara never indicated anywhere that even though Rav daven Maariv early, but once again he said kriya shema again at nightfall. No. So clearly they hold that, well, you're allowed to daven Maariv then and also kriya shema. Mikol oison harayois, from all those proofs, mashma the kriyas shema shel beis hakneses hi ha'ika. So as I mentioned to you, it's not entirely clear what exactly was Tosfos Teretz. You've brought me a precedent that there were those Tanoim who davened early. That may well be. But what type of proof is that? Even if they davened Maariv early, maybe they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And they were very makbid to daven Mincha before 4:45. So what on earth is the Teretz of Tosfos? How has Tosfos improved the situation by bringing Tanoim and maybe Rav who used to daven early Shabbos? That may well be, but they didn't do a Tarat de Sasri. They surely didn't contradict themselves by davening Mincha and Maariv after the plug. So you've brought me a case. You know what? There were Tanoim who made early Shabbos. Fine, very good. By the way, in the Grosh Shul and in our Shul, Darche Yitzchok, Ramah Gimel, they're very, very makbid. And I'm sure I think they do this in the Grosh Shul as well. That when they have early Shabbos, people are davening Maariv early, Mincha must be before the plug.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you daven Mincha before the plug, so I think last Shabbos, for example, Mincha was at probably at
six.
About 20 to 6. According to my calendar on Baruch Yitzchak, it says plug a Mincha was at 5:59, but it's about 6 o'clock. Fine, so that's okay. So you'd have a Mincha at 20 to 6. That's before the plug. You then start Kabbalah Shabbos. By the time you get to Maariv, it's probably about 20 past 6.
Mm-hmm.
So you're davening Mincha before the plug, Maariv after the plug, all fine and wonderful. Yes, we are Machmir, and I'm sure they announce after Maariv. Don't forget to say Kriya Shema and Sefira Sa'oma after nightfall, Mashalom Al Yisrael. So the main thing is we're not doing a Tarat de Sastra. So how has Tosfos answered the question by bringing Tanoim who made early Shabbos? That may well be the case, but they didn't do a Tarat de Sastra. The whole question was based on the fact that Tosfos says we see people davening Mincha and Maariv in that window between Plag and Seisach Yechavim, and that's non-reconcilable. And that Tosfos didn't answer. Either way, Tosfos at this point seems very satisfied We have answered all questions. We have an enormous machlekes. Rabbi Yisai, this is the first machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos in Shas. Devia asked, what's the first machlekes in Shas between Rashi and Tosfos? And the answer is the main Kriya Shema in Shul? That's the opinion of Tosfos. Or is the main Kriya Shema al Amita? That's the opinion of Rashi. There is, however, one final outstanding point. What's that final outstanding point? It's because let's not forget that Rashi quoted a Gemara Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi indeed asked this question, why do we daven miboid yoyim? Why do we say Kriya Shema? What did Yerushalmi say? So that you should daven mitoich divrei Torah. That was the Yerushalmi quoted by Rashi. Doesn't that seem to be an absolute proof to Rashi's opinion? It says quite clearly that the only reason you're saying Kriya Shema miboid yoyim is for what reason? Not to be yoytze the mitzvah, but rather just to ensure that you daven mitoich divrei Torah. That seems to be an absolute clear proof, not like Tosfos. How can Tosfos say? How can Tosfos say that what? But the main Kriya Shema is in the Beis HaKnesses. How can you suggest such a thing? Didn't the Yerushalmi say quite clearly that the whole purpose of Kriya Shema in Mariv Miboid Yoim is just for a technical reason in order to daven mitoich divrei Torah? So Tosfos now finally deals with that. Says Tosfos on the second very wide line, V'ho de ka'oma b'Yerushalmi. That which we said in the Yerushalmi, Lomo, Hoyu, Koirin, B'beis HaKnesses, etc., 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 etc. Yerushalmi asked the question and said, why do we say Shema in the Beis HaKnesses? And Yerushalmi did not say because you're Yotze the mitzvah. No, no. Yerushalmi said the reason why you say Kriya Shema is in order that you should daven mitoich divrei Torah. So doesn't that contradict the whole opinion of Rabbeinu Tam? Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, listen to this, absolutely fascinating. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, shehoyu regilim likrois Kriya Shema. They would have a custom to recite Kriya Shema koidem tfilosom. Before davening. K'moy she'onu regilin loimar ashrei tchila. In addition to the Kriya Shema that you say during Maariv, they used to say a Kriya Shema just before the tefillah. Just like we say Ashrei just before Shmoneh Esrei Mincha. V'oisa Kriya Shema. I would underline the word V'oisa. The Oisa Kriya Shema, and that particular Kriya Shema, Einoi Elo Lamoid Betfila Itoich Divrei Torah. So the purpose of that Kriya Shema, the main Kriya Shema, which was tucked in the middle of the Tfila, that's in order to be Yetz of the Mitzvah, but they said another Kriya Shema just before the Tfila, for what purpose? That's what the Yerushalmi is referring to when it says, why do you say Kriya Shema? Meaning, why do you do this additional Kriya Shema? And that's when the Yerushalmi says, it's in order to daven mitoich divrei Torah. But we're not referring to the main Kriya Shema during Maariv, which is not just in order that you should daven mitoich divrei Torah. Rather, according to Tosfos, it's in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, says Tosfos in conclusion in the final line, Omikan Nira. From here, it would therefore seem to me, Misha Kairi Kriya Shema Al Nitose. If you're going to recite Kriya Shema on your bed, She'ein Levorech. you do not need to make the brachas. Why do you not need to make the brachas? As Tosis has already pointed out, because you yitzar kriya shema in Maariv. V'gam eino yitzarech likrois elo parsha rishayno. Again, as far as I'm concerned, says Tosis, you have already been yitzar the mitzvah kriya shema in shul, and you also said the brachas. Therefore, I see no necessity to say the brachas once again when it comes to night. Neither do I see a necessity to say all three parashas.
So according to this, how do we understand Rashi when he says that Shema Amita is the Iker Shema?
Yes, what's the question?
So we just said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's during davening.
That's the Machlekas. That is the Machlekas. According to Rashi, the one we say in davening is not for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that's just to be mispalel mitoich divrei Torah. But the main Kriya Shema is at Laila, and yes, we're going to have a whole bunch of kashas stacked up against Rashi. If the main Kriya Shema is Alam Mito, why are we not saying brachas? Why are we not saying three parashas? Why is the Talmud Chacham exempt? Yep, those are big kashas. But in the final analysis, we have a big machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. So just give me 2 seconds. With a drink. Yeah, so we have these very big kashas, that is true. We have big kashas stacked up against Rashi, but in the final analysis, we have a big machloikas between Rashi and Tosis. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara because we need to remind ourselves of the Gemara and then we can see the Tosis. We saw this Gemara, but we're going to do it again quickly. Says the Gemara right from the beginning. Tana heichakoi. What is the Tana referring to? If you launch into a question, me'emosai, Kirin, Kriya Shema Shal Arabis, it sounds like you know that you definitely say Kriya Shema. And the question is, just when is the time? So Tana Eicha Koi, Duktoni Ma'imasai, Vasu, and furthermore, Maishno, Duktoni Ba'arabis Bereisha. Why is it that you're discussing the nighttime Kriya Shema first? Surely, Lisni, the Shachris Bereisha. When you wake up in the morning, the first Kriya Shema of the day, it's not the night Kriya Shema, it's the day Kriya Shema. So why don't we discuss that first? If you look at Tosfos on the fourth wide line, Lisni de Shachris Bereisha, Keda Ashkechon, as indeed we find B'Tomid. When it comes to the Korban Tomid, what does it say? Dixiv shel Boiker Tchilo. We know that there were the Korban Tomid was sacrificed twice every day. We have the Tomid Shal Shacha and the Tomid Shal Beinu Arbaim. Which one is mentioned first? The Tomid Shal Shacha, the morning one. So just like in the Torah, the first Korban that's mentioned is the morning Korban. So why does the Mishnah not follow suit? And the first Kriya Shema that's mentioned should be the morning Kriya Shema. Back into the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Tana akro koi. The Tana is referring back to the Pasuk. The Ksiv, it says in the Torah, B'shach b'cha u'kumecho. It says you should recite Kriya Shema when you go to bed. So the first Kriya Shema that's mentioned is going to bed. And therefore, v'hochi k'toni, therefore that's what's being stated in our Mishnah, Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva. the Zman of Kriya Shema, which is at the time that you go to bed, Amas, when exactly is that? And the answer given is Misha Shakoinim Nichnosin Lechel Butrumosan, which is Tesak Bichopin. Vi Boyis Ema. Alternatively, Yalif Mibriyosai Shel Oilam. Alternatively, we're coming from a different pasuk. When the world was created, what does it say there? Diktani dechsev vayhi erev vayhi voike yom echad. So first the erev is mentioned, and then the voike. So just like the laila is mentioned before the yom, so too, in our Mishnah, the first thing we discuss is the Kriya Shema Shel Arabis. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, what about the Sefer? Sefer, if you look later on, where it does indeed discuss other halachas of Kriya Shema, it says, Beshachar mevorech shtayim lefoneho v'achas lachareho, uberev mevorech shtayim lefoneho v'shtayim lachareho. So the Mishnah compares the morning Kriya Shema to the evening Kriya Shema with regard to the brachas, and guess which one is mentioned first? The morning Kriya Shema. Why is that? Listeni, why don't we state the Arabis Beresha? Why do we mention the Kriya Shema of Arabis? You just told me that the Laila comes before the Yom. So the Gemara gave an answer, you're right. Tana Posach ba'Arabis, because our Tana began discussing Maariv. Then, Vahodu Toni b'Shachris. Then we mentioned Shachris. And if already you mentioned Shachris, then we continue dealing with Shachris. Ad dekoi b'Shachris. Now that we are standing discussing Shachris, Porish mili the Shachris. So we explain all the relevant halachas of Shachris, how many brachas. Nefa Vahodu Porish mili the Arabis. So look at Tosfos, Ihochi, if so. We just now said that we first have to discuss Laila and then Yoim. So we got stuck. Why in the second Mishnah does it do the other way around? Does it discuss the first Yoim and then the Laila? So Ihochi, Sefer the Toni Shachis Beresha, says Tosfos, I Omrat Bishloima. Everything would be fine. The Somich Akro, the Beshach Bechol. Remember, the Gemara gave two tirutzim. Either we're coming from the Meshach B'cha Pasuk or from the Vayere Vayivayke Pasuk. Now, if you were coming from the Meshach B'cha Pasuk, then everything would be good. Why? Because Meshach B'cha only talks about the actual Kriya Shema. Im kein einoi makbid kra elo a Kriya Shema. The Torah is only talking about the actual recital of the Kriya Shema. So when you talk about the actual Kriya Shema, then Laila would have to be mentioned first. But in the next Mishnah, we're not talking about Kriya Shema. What's the next Mishnah talking about? The brachas on the Kriya Shema. That, I have no problem if you mention day first. So what's the Gemara's question? However, Ela, I omrat de somich akra de briyosei shel Laila. But if you tell me you're coming from the other pasuk, which talks about when the world was created, that Laila comes before Yoim, that's not a specific Kriya Shema halacha, that's across the board. Laila always comes before Yoim. Im came, kopid. Well, if that's the case, then we're being makpid, akol, underline, mili. Then, with regard to every halacha, not just Kriya Shema, but every halacha, even the brachas of the Kriya Shema, surely Laila should come first. And therefore, that's why we get stuck. Im kein, Sefer Diktani. That's why the Sefer that says the morning first, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Mr. Shem, tomorrow morning, we will continue Be'ezaz Hashem with the Tosfos, and then the Gemara going over Be'ezaz Hashem to Amud Beis.
Shkoch.
Okay.